Let's check in live on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
And we're back at the Caldwell County Extension Office. It's been a great visit here with the Caldwell County Extension Office crew, and these folks do a great job of preparing our youth and other organizations. Well, we're even learning about a new homemakers group here, Ashley. I mean, hey, we've got you a third specialty homemakers group here. We can get Heather to sign it up, and I like that. So you never know what you might learn during our broadcast, Heather. And then after the broadcast, too, we can learn some things. But what's your name?
My name's Payson Rogers.
What are you doing in the 4-H?
I'm involved in the teen council program on the livestock judging team. I did the country ham project, and I have competed in the land judging competition.
What's your favorite species to judge in livestock?
Definitely cattle.
Cattle. Why do you think that? What do you like about them?
I've just grown up around cattle. I've really grown up around all of them, but I just feel like cattle is easier to look at, and I'm more able to identify what I'm looking for, their structural correctness, all the fancy words you're looking for when you're giving your reasons and placing them.
You good at reasons?
I've gotten better.
All right, give me a set of reasons. Can you give me a set of reasons?
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, it's worth a shot. Why not? Right?
Do what?
It's worth a shot. I thought maybe you might have it all right here in your memory, huh?
Give me four animals that I might be able to.
Well, tell me, what do you think 4-H is going to do for you in your life?
Whenever I was little, I was a shy little girl. I could not do any of this. I cannot be talking to you on the radio right now. I would not want to get out in public and be able to talk in front of y'all. But I think I've definitely got in my comfort zone. And so I want to continue to like be able to improve in that and just be able to do stuff throughout the community and give back to the 4-H.
Now, you're also involved in FFA too?
Yes, sir.
What are you doing in the FFA?
I'm Sentinel, so I'm on the officer team, and then I just do a lot of different community work as well and activities throughout the school.
Sentinel's a tough job in the FFA. You got to keep the whole meeting rooms straight and make everybody behave, too.
That's right.
Do you have any problems with this crew?
No, sir.
We didn't make it to ask Ms. Wood or Mr. or PJ about that. We saw PJ earlier.
Yeah.
And so now, see, every time I see him, I'm going to call him that now. So.
Well, that's his name around here, so just call him PJ.
He said, as long as they are nice to me, I can call him whether he want to call me.
Yep.
What do you want to do in your career? What do you want to do in life? What do you want to do for college?
After I graduate, I want to go to Murray State and go into the ag business as my major, and then I want to minor in animal science. I'm not really sure what field of study, or I'm not really sure what career I want to go into, but I do know I want it to be in agriculture. I've grown up around agriculture, and it's just something I've always been interested in.
I like that. Good job. Good job today. And you tell your livestock judging paid off for you.
Yes, sir.
Who's this young man beside you here? Mr. Wide, you want to come over and talk to me just a quick? They're going to switch chairs. We're going to talk to Mr. Wide a little bit about some of the things he does. And Wyatt, you're Wyatt who?
Wyatt Dickerson.
Tell us about what are you doing 4-H, Wyatt?
I do 4-H sharpshooters and the country ham project, and I go to all the camps and stuff.
All the camps and stuff. It's about time to get signed up for camp soon, and Miss Rhonda will probably tell us about that.
Yes, sir.
What do you enjoy about camp? What do you like about it?
It's all about meeting new people, having a good time. It's just a good place to be.
You don't misbehave at camp. No pranks or anything, right?
No, sir.
Okay, should we ask about that, Rhonda? No, we shouldn't. If she didn't know, we shouldn't ask about that. So you mentioned shooting sports as well. What do you like to do in shooting sports?
Shooting sports, we go to state. That's pretty fun. There's a lot of new people there, people that have the same interest as me. I like meeting people like that.
You've been to state more than one time, is that right?
I've been twice. I should have been three times, but I got sick.
It happens sometimes. So what do you shoot all disciplines or just one particular thing? What's your best one?
Shotgun. Trap. Yeah.
What's hard about shooting sports? What's hard about shooting the target there?
I don't know. Focusing. I have a hard time focusing sometimes.
I could see that too. And shotgun's pretty hard too because you're shooting a moving target.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
What do you think the skills you've learned in the shooting sports? So what do you think they'll mean for you?
Well, focusing. It's helped me a lot with talking to people, like making friends and stuff, because you're always shooting with four other people, so you got to talk to them.
One of the things I think is nice about shooting sports, safety is number one, and that's what I know your instructors teach you, that safety first, and that's a big lesson there.
Yes, sir, of course. We have all our safety lessons.
So where do you see yourself going? What do you want to do in 4-H in the future?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I want to continue with 4-H, of course, but I'm not really sure about careers or anything.
You see country ham project too, is that right?
Yes, sir. I do the country ham.
What makes a good country ham for you?
The speech, make sure like having a good ham, that's good too, but your speech is what really puts your ham out there and carries through with it.
What's your favorite speech you've done so far?
Oh, Lord.
Tough questions here.
You know? Yeah. The one about ham history. I can't remember what year that was, but it was about the ham history.
I thought that was interesting. It's a neat history about ham. And like history in your family and hams, or do you have you guys ever done hams on the farm or anything?
Not really, no.
Isn't it neat to keep the history alive through the province, though?
Yes, sir, it is.
Do you like going to do that? Is that pretty neat to go do that?
It's a good time.
You guys got a lot of 4-H'ers doing that this year too, haven't you?
We do. I think it's 20, around 20.
So what do you? What kind of career you want out there? Anything? Any career goals in mind? I mean, you're a little young probably for that, but thinking about that?
Not really. I don't have an idea of that yet, but I'm still thinking on it.
It sounds good. Well, listen, good job what you're doing. Look forward to seeing where you go in the future.
Yes, sir, thank you.
And what camp's your favorite? 4-H camp your favorite?
Yeah, 4-H camp.
All right. When do you guys go? Any idea when you guys go to 4-H camp yet? You got a date yet? July the
8th? Yeah, July the
8th. Okay. That sounds good. What's your favorite thing you've learned at 4-H camp?
Public speaking.
Public speaking, really?
Okay. I'm really nervous about talking to people, but 4-H helps.
Now, you could not tell he's nervous. I think you've done great. Well, Wyatt, thank you so much for visiting with us, and we appreciate all you guys. Caldwell County Extension Office, Shane and Ashley and Deronda, you guys do a great job with these young people. You can tell that, and all four of you young people do. Thank you for visiting with us today, and I happen to say celebrate agriculture and look forward to continuing some of our visits. I think we're back Monday. We're going to Caldwell County High School Monday at 11 o'clock, so can't wait to be there as well as we celebrate agriculture and the impact of agriculture in Caldwell County. We're on WPKY 1580 AM and 103.3 FM.